2 Peter, chapter 1. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a like precious faith with us in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Seeing that His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and virtue. By which He has granted to us His precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by desire. Yes, and for this very cause adding on your part all diligence, in your faith supply virtue, and in your virtue knowledge. And in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control patience, and in your patience godliness. And in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, they make you to not be idle nor unfruitful to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Therefore, brothers, be the more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For thus will be richly supplied to you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Therefore I will be ready always to put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and are established in the truth which is with you. And I think it right, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Knowing that the putting off of my tabernacle comes swiftly, even as our Lord Jesus Christ signified to me. Yes, I will be diligent that at every time you may be able after my decease to call these things to remembrance. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables, when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there was born such a voice to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice we ourselves heard born out of heaven, when we were with him in the holy mount. And we have the word of prophecy made more sure, to which you do well that you take heed, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns, and the day star arises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of private interpretation. For no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but men spoke from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit.